I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rachel Goodman here with another rendition edition of The Restless Rap, and we're discussing Young and the Restless. We have some crazy, crazy news we're going to talk about, including the renewal of The Young and the Restless through 2024. Yes, applause all around. And we're also going to be talking about the WGAs, which happened yesterday, in which I was there. I met Jane Lynch. Picture proof to follow. Until then, we're going to talk about a ton of everything going on in Genoa City this week. Joining me is our special guest. He's here. Javi Joe.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so thanks for being on the show, first of all.
No problem.
For anyone who doesn't notice this, it's probably hard to tell. Javi Joe and I are wearing matching Star Wars shirts. No, not really YNR, but we're supporting our other favorite thing ever, which is Star Wars. But let's talk about The Young and the Restless and dive right in, because we had a ton of things happening this week, including we had a lot going on with Sharon and everything that she was dealing with processing the cancer, but not only her processing it, now it's starting to get real because she's actually telling people and talking about it.
Yeah, it's definitely real. It's you feel bad for her.
Yeah.
But some people don't know, and some people are still giving her a hard time.
Well, I think what irritated me was Phyllis. Even though she eventually, like, you know, because at first they were in Crimson Lights and Phyllis was trying to get the juice on what was happening. And it's just irritating because it's like, Phyllis, this is not your business.
Yes.
And then when she did find out, suddenly going from giving Sharon a hard time to being kind to her, or not even necessarily kind to her directly, because we haven't seen that scene yet, but just Phyllis going from, you know, what's going on with Sharon, to now it's like her world is ending, knowing that Sharon is probably, like, she doesn't know exactly what it is, but she knows Sharon's so sick she might be dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's why you should treat everyone the same.
Yeah.
Not just because something's wrong with them. Phyllis, I don't like the way they're going in a direction with her, that she's irritating everyone, and I just don't like that part.
Yeah. I'm confused because, and we'll talk a little bit more about Phyllis later, but just what they're doing with Phyllis in every direction seems to feel off, number one. But then number two, trying to get involved in Sharon's life. Like, come on now.
She's trying to get involved in everyone's life. She's going out with Chance.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Rubbing it in Abby's face.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. Like, why are they writing her the way they're writing her?
And they're making her act like she's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
uncomfortable. Very mature.
Yeah, like, the way that she, like, you know, talking about Chance, like, because we know she was after him until she found out about Sharon. And now suddenly she's like, oh, there's more important things in life. She doesn't even know what's wrong with Sharon.
Yeah.
And so for her to just suddenly start reacting that way is kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's definitely not Mother of the Year either.
No.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But just before we get any further, let's give a shout out to everybody in the chat right now. We have, Hubby Joe right next to me. We've got Mary, Kenneth Clark. We have Susan Russo. Let me make sure I hit everybody here. We have Aaron Brody. Hey, Aaron. And, yeah, that's everybody we have from Kenneth Clark. At Hubby Joe, I want to be you when I grow up. Life goals. Kenneth Clark. Oh, my God. Sharon and Phyllis were hilarious. Aaron Brody says, I love Sharon shading Phyllis at the bar, and she didn't even realize it until Sharon left. Yeah, exactly. It was a lot of uncomfortable moments, but it was also interesting. I've never known Phyllis to... I mean, it's different for me because with Gina, I feel like we had a different Phyllis.
Oh, definitely.
And now with Michelle, they're like, I it's not like I like them each the way they handle the character. It's just different. And it's hard for me to see, like, ever since Michelle took on the role of Phyllis, it's hard for me to see her as being the same character.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
They went in different directions.
And I feel like you kind of have to, because they're very different people, and it's not the kind of show... Like, you know, obviously, there are situations in movies where you need to have an actor, like just Ray Donovan, first thing that comes to mind. You have to, with the flashbacks they were doing in this latest season with Ray Donovan, I know Susan watches Ray Donovan, we see her in the chat, but you kind of, you know, it needs to be seamless, and you need to have an actor who, even if they're young Ray, they feel like the same exact character. But in Y&R, I feel like it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, because it's just very different production, and it's okay if you have another completely different actress or actor come in playing the same character, because you're going to do different things with them anyway.
Yeah, they're just not writing her the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's different characters. You do want a little different way of them doing the character, but when they write them completely different, one was more stable. The other one's more of a screwball, and it's like, but it's supposed to be the same person.
Now, hubby Joe, when when he's here, so the big thing for me is, well, you've been watching a while. Were you watching when Michelle was originally playing the role of Phyllis?
She looked familiar. I think I kind of remember her being on there, yeah.
Yeah, because it just, you know, from what I've seen, it's just, you know, this was initially her role.
Yes.
So it's, you know, we had a lot of people in the chat leading into this saying, yeah, well, it's going to be, we're excited to have her back because she originated this. And so I feel like it's kind of unfair to say that Michelle Stafford is playing her differently when she's probably playing her the way that Phyllis was meant to be.
Well, let's ask the chat. Is she playing the same character she played the first time she was around?
Yeah, definitely let us know, because that's very, you know, from what I remember she is, but it would be interesting to get all of your reactions to this and hear. Candace is here. Sorry to cut myself off mid-sentence, but Candace Mack says, I miss you guys so much. Thanks for joining, Candace. Candace, I know you've been watching a long time. It would be awesome to hear your thoughts on this, too, about, you know, how you feel Michelle is now playing the role, if it is pretty seamless in terms of when she was on Y&R before playing Phyllis. Or not. Maybe she's handling it differently. I feel like she is handling it pretty similarly. But going from Gina to Michelle is just very, to me, it's like I can't. They're very different. I can't see it as the same. Yeah. But
and no fault to the actresses.
No, not at
all.
I
think it's the way they're writing her.
Yeah. Aaron says, "Glad you're back, Candace." Aaron also says, "No, Phyllis, the first time on the show was crazy." Well, I think my other comment there is that I still,
There you go. Aaron just said Phyllis was crazy the first time.
Yeah. And then Candace says, I need to call in. Well, we weren't going to do call-ins today, but since Candace is here, and I'm sure Candace has a lot to say about this, we should go ahead and open the phone lines for anyone. We'll take a couple of calls since we have, you know, few people. We have me and Joe here today, but we'll take a couple of calls if you guys want to call in. So Candace, feel free to call in. We'll open up the lines now since you're here. It's 424-354-8302. Candace, or if you know another person wants to call in too, we'll take a couple of calls to talk about this. Mary says prefer Gina. I actually prefer Gina too. Yeah, I do, but I understand, you know, it's a tough commitment to be on a show every week like that. It's, you know, it's not even like even a regular show where they're only filming for so many months of the year is hard enough, but to make that kind of commitment, okay, so we talked about Sharon, we talked more about Phyllis, which is fine. Let's talk a little bit more about Phyllis. Let's kind of move into the Chance area, because that was we have a caller. Thanks for calling in. This is Restless Rap. Who do we have on the line?
It's me. It's Candace.
Hey, Candace. Hey.
Hi, Candace.
So, what are your thoughts on, you know, everything with Phyllis, since that's kind of where we were, you know, talking about before?
Well, okay. So, the question was, has Phyllis always been like this? Now, we got to remember that Michelle Stafford is a recast.
Yeah.
Because the first one was played by Sandra. I can't think of her last name. Sorry. Phyllis has always been a busybody.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we've also seen Phyllis's growth And when Michelle left, of course, we saw, you know, her version of Phyllis being strong and, you know, of course, still being a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but she had her, you know, she had a sense. She had a purpose. When Gina came, it carried through. You know, she was adjusting to the new life because she came from a coma. And now with Michelle back, I feel as though that the writers, and again, like we all said, it's not the actor's fault, but the writers seem to not have had a purpose for her when she came back. I feel as though, like right now with Phyllis, she's just there. She's in every single storyline. Some of it doesn't make sense. I'm trying to still figure out why we have Phyllis going after Abby. Really? Really, Young and Restless? We'll stop it. But I just feel as though they just don't know, so they're just putting her any which way.
Yeah, I agree, because at first we had her kind of involved with the Adam drama. Now she's not. Now it's like, okay, why? What's this whole deal with Abby? And even not just her with Abby. Abby's situation of, oh yeah, go ahead, go for it. You can date Phyllis. And then Chance actually going and dating Phyllis and then saying, oh no, I didn't really want to date her anyway. Like, what?
I just don't get the whole storyline.
Yeah, it's just, I agree with you though. It's like they don't know what to do with her right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that she's there, but I thought she was going to be the one to uncover the whole Adam Chance thing. I thought, you know, she would be stirring trouble with, you know, Billy, and how come we haven't had any real Phyllis and Jack scenes?
Yeah.
I feel a certain type of way about that, but, you know, again, Young and the Restless, you're doing what you're doing. You got renewed for 4 years, so you must know. You must know what you're doing, but it's just right now I enjoy Phyllis. You know, I want to be Phyllis when I grow up. But I don't know what her purpose is right now. Is she, I mean, like I said, she's a busybody. She has to know everything. You know, okay, you're going to put her back into the Sharon Nick orbit. I guess that's where she's going to be at for a while. So are they going to redo Nick and Phyllis? Are we going down that road again? I don't know.
And it's weird because I thought that too at first, but now it looks like it's heading towards Sharon Nick again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ray would be out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, thank you, Candace. I really appreciate you calling in. It's been awesome.
Not a problem. Yeah. I missed you guys. I haven't been around, but I've been checking in on, you know, after you guys finish. I watch the repeats and I keep up with you guys.
Awesome. Well, that's really awesome to hear. And, you know, thank you again for calling in, and be sure to call in next week too.
I will. Love you guys.
Bye.
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 Yeah, so just to touch on that a little bit more, so we have, I'm shaking my head at this whole Phyllis thing, because we have so much going on where she, it just feels like they don't know what to do with her, and now, okay, we had her with Chance, we kind of had her with Chance.
They're putting her involved in everything, because they don't know, they want to see, like, what looks better.
Yeah, exactly, and I feel like it would have been stronger if they kept her with the Adam storyline, especially, like, with what Candace suggested, where he would actually go, where she would be the one to uncover what's going on with that, because we have a lot of drama with Adam and with Chance right now, and it's very secretive, and, like, I don't think that Chance is the kind of guy who would actually be doing something sketchy with Adam, but it feels sketchy. What do you think?
It definitely feels sketchy, but, I mean, you don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they keep saying we found her, and I'm guessing they're talking about Amanda. I don't think that was confirmed, though.
No.
But it feels very much like they're talking about Amanda St. Clair, which we're going to talk more about her in a little bit with Billy. But I just feel like I'm confused about Chance's character and where they're going with him. Because now, okay, he had that awkward date with Phyllis that didn't go anywhere. Now he's with Abby, maybe. Or, like, yeah, seems
maybe.
Very... Yeah, but I... Maybe, maybe not. We have a couple of comments here. Todd Beaton says, Kenneth Clark, Michelle played Phyllis first for 1994 to 97. Then Sandra Nelson played Phyllis from 97 to 99. Then Michelle came back in 2000 to 2013. And then we had Gina from 2014 to 2019. Yeah, that's what I thought. I had heard and kind of like seen some of those episodes where Michelle was like initiated the role. But that was interesting. And just a couple of comments about Candace, not disappointing. That's awesome. I love how amazing you guys are and how supportive you are of each other. That really warms my heart, by the way. So thank you. And then Candace Mack, that's right. I keep forgetting Michelle did originally play the part. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about... Well, I think we touched on Phyllis. I think we can kind of let the Phyllis train go for a while there. let's move on and talk about Theo, Summer, Kyle, and Lola, because we have a ton with that. But before we get there, I just want to make an announcement and let everyone who's watching at home or listening maybe later after the fact that we are so thankful for you. So thank you for being a part of AfterBuzz and for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without you. Anytime you like, follow, subscribe, give us all the ratings on iTunes. Well, I think it's stars. Give us, you know, just anytime you comment, you are helping us grow and improve and learn, and you just help us keep going. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for everybody in the chat too, because it's amazing seeing so many of the same people every week and doing this show with you guys who are my co-hosts. So thank you again, and I think we need the tissues. Yeah.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right. Kenneth Clark says, I think we're talking about a different show, maybe. Palisades was my show. They had Finola on there as well. Interesting. I think they're talking about Michelle leaving to do a Fox show. Okay, got it. All right. So let's talk about Lola and everything, because that is... So first of all,
why do soaps have to mess with everyone's relationship?
Yeah.
Can't they leave somebody stable? Kyle and Lola were good together. They look good. And now all of a sudden they're throwing Theo in there. They're throwing Summer in there. They're twisting all this stuff around. Can't you just leave one couple together? I mean, you saw it with Victoria and Billy. It's like, yeah, they're back together. This is going to be great. You blink and now look at it.
So my problem is, why do couples... Okay, so I know we're talking about... my comment is with Kyle and Lola. Right now, we don't know if they're breaking up. Seems like they're gonna.
Sure, seems like it.
Seems like they're having major issues. But what I wish is that, kind of just a sidestep here for a moment and talk about Victoria and Billy since it came up. I wish that instead of them always showing a couple breaking up, that they actually showed a couple who had to deal with their problems and then stick it out and stay together. But we'll talk about Billy in a second, because I feel like that my comment now is more geared toward them. With Kyle and Lola, I think what bothers me is that I feel like they're with the wrong people. That they are good together, and that where they were good together, past tense, with a lot of issues, and they did seem like they were working through all of them. I don't know that I'm ever going to be fully team Cola, is that what we're calling them? Only for the fact that it bothers me that Kyle married Summer. He agreed to be with her. It was his idea to marry her. Let's not forget. So he did. He went through all this, committed to Summer, slept with Summer. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it's going to be a marriage of convenience so you save Lola's life. Kyle literally slept with her, was treating her like he was married to her. They seemed to grow really close together. And then he abandoned Summer. That's what bothers me about him in general with any relationship. And I feel like I'm never going to forget this. I'm never going to forget the way that Kyle treated Summer. Like her, hate her, whatever. Just the way that Kyle handled that situation will always bother me. And so when he ditched her to end up with Lola again, even though, okay, in all fairness, yes, Lola was the woman that he loved and wanted to be with, but it goes beyond that. If you make a commitment to somebody for whatever reason, and it's, first of all, his idea, but second of all, he made the commitment. You make a commitment, you don't just, he shouldn't, coming from his background especially, I know he's not a lawyer, but coming from his background, you don't just, like, cancel a contract.
You can't. Yeah.
No.
You shouldn't, without paying the penalty.
Yeah, and Kyle just kind of got off scot-free, like, okay, well, yeah, P.S. Summer, I'm leaving you for Lola.
See ya, bye, move
out. I know I made this promise, but P.S., changed my mind.
She's alive, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah, well, and he always knew she was... He pretty much knew that this procedure would keep her alive, but it's just the principle of I don't like somebody when they break a contract like that.
Yeah, he did it to make sure Lola was okay, but he did it for the wrong reasons.
And you never know, Summer may not have needed him to say that in the first place. So
she might have did it without marrying him, but he played on her emotions, knowing if he said that, she's going to bite.
Yeah.
So, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so fast forward to all of this. On top of the fact that Kyle did this to Summer and created this whole mess of a situation, now we're in this week, you know, all of this time later, and he's with Lola, and he keeps kind of crossing the boundary with Summer. And it's never anything like super obvious, but he went off to do that business meeting with her. He was being very flirty with her in the hotel room and was just being like beyond, like, to me, he was emotionally cheating on Lola at that point.
It was almost like because he knew she wasn't there, she couldn't walk in, he could get away with it.
Yeah, whereas
Summer's not going to say, oh, well, Kyle did this.
And Theo's not there either to go back and tell Lola.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I feel like Kyle's just not a trustworthy person. And
that's the way he's becoming.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, one, he's not trustworthy, but two, I think he is with the wrong person. I do think that he's better with Summer than with Lola.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just, now here's the problem too, is that, I know from spoilers from the previews that we can pretty much assume that he does talk to Lola about the kiss. We got this whole scene with Jack basically saying, yeah, you need to go and talk to Lola and tell her, like, immediately. But it's going to be awesome that he tells her. At least that part isn't sneaky, but I don't think it's going to fix so many other underlying issues between the two of them.
And is that going to push her to Theo to say, Kyle just told me this? And is Theo's becoming a snake, by the way.
Oh, I think he's always been a snake.
I actually liked him at one point. Like, when he found out who he was.
Yeah.
He actually became a likable character. And now all of a sudden, he's like business suit. He's all sneaky. He's trying to break up Kyle and Lola. Probably for his own benefit, because he figured he would swoop in and be the shoulder for her to cry on.
And does he even really like Lola? Like, that's my thing.
Is he just doing it because it's Kyle?
I think it's... And
does this go back to what happened in New York?
Yeah.
Like, did Kyle do this to him, and now he's doing it to her? Or he's doing it back to him?
Yeah. I feel like with Theo, he's all about conquest, which is kind of what Kyle was like when he first came back to Genoa City.
Yes.
Theo's very similar, and I think that he really just wants Lola because, one, Lola is married to Kyle, and two, I think that he wants what he can't have, regardless of who she's married to.
Exactly.
And it was too easy with Summer.
That's the throw of it. It's like,
yeah.
I can't have it.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody asks you for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You're married.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's another story. Yes, I got asked to go get coffee at the WGA's yesterday. So, but moving along.
Yeah, moving along.
We have a couple of comments in here. Candace Mack, Kyle is a mixture of his dad and his Uncle Billy. Yeah, and that's actually a great time to segue to. We can talk about Billy in a second, but that's perfect because we've got Kyle, who doesn't seem to know what he wants exactly, or when he does have what he wants, he gets kind of tired of it in a way. Not as badly as Billy, but... Aaron says exactly, Candace. Brittany, yes, 100% agree. We have James Cooper in the chat. Hey, James. And Summer was supposed to be all right with that. Okay. I'm not sure who that was in response to. I'm sorry. Mary, they make Summer dress like an old bat. Aaron Brody, I never liked Summer. Can we put Mary's comment as the one of my law moments? Unprecedented, I know, but I'm putting that, we're going to repeat that at the end. Todd Beaton, I don't feel sorry for Summer. Kenneth Clark, Summer should go to LA and notice Austin, aka Thomas, my husband is alive. And then Aaron Brody agrees with Todd. Yeah, so that's another thing. I think Summer, I know a lot of you are saying you don't like Summer, and I know she has her issues, but that's another reason why I think she should be with Kyle.
But she's also, they're writing her now to be more reasonable.
Yeah.
And, like, her mother's going off the deep end, Theo and Kyle are going off the deep end, and she's being more grown up, and it's like, wait...
And I love the whole conversation she had with Phyllis about this. Okay, one, Phyllis dodging a date to say, oh, my daughter needs me. That didn't...
When her Mother of the Year
speech
with her? What happened? When? Why?
In my notes, I was like, okay, either she... Phyllis is genuinely doing this to be a good mother, or... She literally did this because she figured cutting out on a date with Chance early would make him want her more. And so it had nothing to do with Summer. But I digress.
I think that was a little of both.
Yeah.
Because she seemed really mad at Summer that she made her leave her date. And then here's your daughter that's completely confused, and you're giving her a hard time like it's her fault. And it really isn't.
Yeah. No, well, that's why I do feel bad for Summer, because Kyle... broke a contract. I'm sorry to put it that way, but you know, at the end of the day, that's what it is. He broke a contract, and so he broke this contract. He left her, you know, needing him after she emotionally relied on him, and now she's been in this place where, okay, she can't really trust anyone. She tried to date Theo. We could tell she was keeping him at a distance. And now, you know, she's trying to rely on her mother a little bit, but her mom is just not understanding and is like, oh, if you're going to get Kyle, really get him. It's like, no, Phyllis.
She's all about herself now. And that's what I don't like about the character.
And this coming from the same character who, when Summer was married to Kyle, was going around trying to, like, get them to break up by taking pictures of Kyle with Lola on a dinner date. So it's like, okay, and I get that she was trying to help her daughter, but it's like, why are you trying to push Summer back to Kyle? Yeah, when, you know, back, you know, I think it was around, I think it was some months ago, where it was literally Phyllis saying, no, you can't be with him, and like trying to break it up so she wouldn't get hurt. So I don't understand how that has changed so drastically.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get to our segments, I just want to make sure, we have one more thing to really talk about here, and that's everything going on with Billy.
Yeah.
So, wow. Joe.
What happened?
It happened so fast. That's my problem with it.
It was just like this.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, he's drinking, he's back to gambling.
Yeah.
He's meeting Amanda in the bar, he won't talk to Victoria. He's acting like everyone's out to get him when you don't see that.
Well, and poor Victoria, and like this makes me hurt for her too. When Billy and Victoria got back together, she was very hesitant of being with him for all of the reasons that are happening now.
Right now.
Yeah, she like warned him, don't hurt me again. I don't want to have my heart broken. And it is heartbreaking because not only did he do all of these things to her again, there was another woman involved. I think that Billy wanted to be with Amanda. But Billy, so he's reminding me of like a guy who could never, and this is kind of why, you know, Candace, I definitely agree with that comment she made about Kyle kind of being like Billy, because Billy, he reminds me of the kind of guy who really, kind of person, I'll say person because I'm sure there's females like this too, the kind of person who just can't settle down, and that they're with, if they're with somebody long enough, they get bored. And so the problem is that Victoria said, you know, I can't deal with this again. And I understand Billy's going through a lot, but he shut Victoria out, and she begged him
to let her in. He shut everybody out.
Yeah, but he's shutting everybody out except for Amanda, and I think the only reason it's like that for him is because she is the unobtainable woman, and that's why he wants her. But as soon as they get together, it's going to be, he's going to get bored. That, I just think that's how he is. Even with Phyllis, their relationship, I think I said this the last time, but their relationship went on for a while, and I think it's only because Phyllis is Phyllis, and that she kept it, you know, drama, full of drama and excitement for him.
Exactly. That's probably what it was. It got too boring to be Victoria, boring to have a wife and kids to come home to every night.
Yeah, because she's very stable and she cares about him, and there's no drama, and there's no, like, you know, crazy ups and downs. It's just very stable. And she never asked him to change who he was. She tried to guide him, and maybe she wasn't doing it in the greatest way. But instead of just him saying, oh, I can't do this, you're expecting me to be someone different, he came at it in a way that was very caustic, and he could have come at it and said, well, I feel like X, let's have an adult conversation about this, and let me tell you what I want to do. But he never said anything like that. I think that he just wasn't, you know, he just wasn't strong enough to tell her that he was getting bored of his life with her. I think that's what it comes down to, because he literally was the one to break up with her and leave.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have been like that. If he wanted to be with her, he would have stayed. And he would have said, well, I need you to change. I need you to do things differently with me. And let's talk about this. And let's go to therapy together, instead of him just walking out again.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when he packed his bags and he left and they gave the hug, you could tell that Victoria loved him and was upset, and he almost had the look of, I can't believe I gotta hug you again.
Disgust. Yeah, like she was very much like, you know, I don't want you to leave, the way that she was hugging him.
Yeah,
he seemed like he was being suffocated, and I don't understand, because she's not a suffocating person.
No, not at all.
She gives him plenty of space. She never questioned where he was. I mean, he did the right thing by telling her that he was talking to somebody, but she wouldn't have, I don't think she would have cared if he was out with his friends.
Yeah.
But the fact that he had been so secretive about it, and that he could talk to another female and not talk to her, that's a terrible thing. Like, you know, that's
exactly.
Yeah. Like, I remember, like, mentioning a couple weeks ago, like, you know, me being in a relationship like that once, and a guy, like, you know, not, you know, a guy not being able to talk to me, but being able to talk to somebody else. And so I feel Victoria's pain, and it's like, that is just the worst thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a couple of comments in here. Aaron Brody, Billy finally dumped Victoria. It's about time. All right, that is our lol moment that we're at.
I like Kenneth's comment.
Let me see. Kenneth, looking forward to Victoria confronting Amanda. Got my Pringles on deck. That's another one. Todd Beaton, Billy needs to grow up. I'm sick of them doing this, Billy, all the time. Yeah, Billy annoys me. Like, if I can give another comment about a character annoying me, it's Billy. But with that said, it is time that we move on to our segments. Let's talk about our news first.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so in the news, the first thing I want to talk about is the WGAs, because The Young and the Restless won an award. They won for the Daytime Drama category, but as you can see on screen, I was actually at the WGAs, and yes, I'm standing next to Jane Lynch. That is picture proof for everybody.
Why is she on the ladder?
She's just, I'm very short, by the way. Just a disclaimer, I'm 5'1", so if that helps. But she was very, very nice, and she was in a rush, too. That's, like, the amazing thing is that she was in a rush, and it was, like, five of us, and we all went up to her and asked for pictures, and she smiled and didn't give us an attitude and just really, really nicely said, sure, no problem, it's fine. Like, I'll take pictures with you guys. Meanwhile, the awards had, like, they were starting, and it was, like, you could tell I felt really bad, but she stopped, and she took a picture with us, and it was amazing, and she is so nice. The Young and the Restless, they did win in the daytime drama category. They won WGA the Writers Guild Awards. The writing team that won includes Amanda L. Beale, Jeff Beldner, Sarah Bible, Matt Clifford, Annie Compton, Christopher Dunn, Sarah Ensley, Janice Ferry Esser, Melinda Hensley, and Shootle. I'm sorry if I said that wrong. Natalie Minardi Slater and Teresa Zimmerman. So, congratulations. That's amazing. Our second piece of news is that YNR has been renewed through 2024. So we have lots of, you know, restless rap to discuss. We will be here at least through 2024. And so that's quite the anniversary. For anyone who's not familiar, The Young and the Restless actually started in March, on March 26th of 1973. So yeah, they are they're doing well, still on the air all these years later.
Yes.
Aaron says, I love celebrity photos with the fans. Yeah, me too, especially when I get to meet them. Okay, let's really quickly do our LOL moment. So I'm going to give an honorary mention to Mary and Aaron and Kenneth for making us laugh today. Mary with the comment we read earlier, Aaron, Kenneth, those comments were hilarious. You get on the LOL moment. The other thing I wanted to mention was when we had Theo talking to Summer, actually, and Summer trying to ask him to, you know, Theo trying to ask her to get back. And he was like, I know what you like and how you like it. I was like, I laughed, but I was like, whoa, this dude is weird. And then later on, Victor telling Nikki that it's none of his business, that it's none of her business where he's going after Victoria and Billy broke up, because they were kind of hinting that Victor was on his way to, like, punch a dude. Those were mine. Huffy Joe, what are yours?
I like the way Nick always delivers the little shot with the serious face when he told Chelsea that he went to the dark side for dating Adam. She went to the dark side, just the way he says that. And Phyllis's look in the bar when Sharon just completely ignored everything she said, and she's just like, have a nice day, and walked away. And Phyllis was like, what?
Yeah, it was hilarious. One more comment in the chat before we wrap. Kenneth Clark says, Eric Braden's anniversary playing Victor is coming up. Awesome. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Hubby Joe, where can everybody find you?
You can find me anywhere you find Rachel.
Cool. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Rach Goodman, or on my author Instagram account at Rachel Radner Author. I'm also on Facebook. I have a readers page for my upcoming book, which is I'm self-publishing in March. You can find me there on facebook.com/groups/ Rachel Radner. And final thing to mention, we have our Restless Rap page on Facebook, so if you want to go over there, go to @RestlessRap. You can find us. I always post the link to the show, and I will read your comments. Until next week, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next Sunday.
Bye, everybody.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.